The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
First of all, I'm super excited because we got Teddy Swims inside the Dana Cortez Show.
Let's go. Nice.
Hey, all right. Yes,
okay, sir. So, Teddy, we always kick things off with a two claps and a Ric Flair. Anthony A., you want to explain?
Yeah, so it's just a two claps and a woo on three for a little icebreaker, all right? Yeah. Here we go. One, two, three.
First try.
Yeah, baby, I'm a wrestling kid. You know that.
No.
You know that. In there, butt hair, swimwear, Ric Flair.
Hey, now.
Real Ric Flair.
You know, Ric Flair was sitting right there in that chair.
That's so awesome.
About 6 months ago, trying to make the move.
Oh, like, what a cool guy,
what are you doing here, sir?
He's still getting it, man. That man apparently drinks more than...
He told some stories that we didn't run because I love the man too much. I was like, don't put that out there.
I heard that man likes to get down, dude.
I think the only water he has is the ice from his scotch drink. That's about
so
it,
too. Dog.
Other than that, I don't think he consumes water.
I think so, too.
But see, I'll be fine, then.
You get along just fine with Ric Flair.
I have a few more years left in me, is what I'm saying.
You just said that you are a wrestling kid. You also have something in common with Bad Bunny.
Oh,
is that
right?
What that is?
Yeah, I know who Bad Bunny is, of course.
Do you know what you have in common with
him?
No,
what's that?
You're both theater kids.
Oh, right on. Really, is he?
You know what I'm saying?
See, he got to do the match, though. I haven't got to be putting the match yet. You know, I want to get in a ring. You know, I'm trying to get in a ring like Bad Bunny.
So you really do love WWE that much?
Yeah. I had three brothers as well. So, like,
so you played, you know, WWE.
We that's what we did, you know?
Well, since we're here, then let's talk about it. Who do you think is the greatest wrestler of all time?
Diamond Dallas Page, man.
Sure.
He's my world, man. And I got a tattoo of him. On my ankle. I mean, even on this tour, you know, he helped me with his DDPY. He helped me lose like 60 pounds over the pandemic and really saved my life, changed my life, gave me so much. He's really my second
father.
Expand
on that. How much
weight did you lose?
About 60, 70 pounds. I was at 300 at the time, and he got me down to like 230 or 235 or something. Uh-huh. And I was doing his DDPY. It's like Diamond Dallas Page yoga. It's a mix of like calisthenics and yoga and rehabilitation techniques. And you know, he's just truly changed my life, would take me in.
That's
and
wild.
And he's really, like, he's really, even now, he knows I'm out, you know, getting hammered on tour and stuff. And he's like, son, I want 4 days to come on tour. I'm going to come. And he's going to come just whip me into shape for 4 days and just show up on tour.
Is it hard for you to keep that lifestyle? I lost 60 plus pounds myself, and I kept it off for over 10 years. People don't know that. I used to be heavy. And it's like a battle for me every day.
It is. Yeah. And I try to... I've put like 15 back on, but I still eat clean, you know. I try to maintain eating clean. I just drink plenty of water, but, you know, this tequila gets the best of me.
I was going to say, what's your poison?
Yeah, tequila, my baby. Yeah.
Nothing.
I love me some tequila.
It's a good truth seeker right there,
yeah,
my friend.
You know, and then tequila leaves the beer and then 3 o'clock In-N-Out burgers.
And
then it all comes back, yeah. So.
But it gives you that gruff voice that everybody loves.
Yeah, I guess so, maybe.
Off top, I started looking things up about you, and I was like, man, this guy gives me like that blood, sweat, and tears kind of Bobby Caldwell vibes. My grandmother
always listened
to that. Like, my grandfather was a sax player. Where do you get your inspiration from? You've got such a soulful voice.
Well, thank you.
So soulful.
I grew up in Georgia, so I think I was just lucky to be around a lot of good tunes. And, you know, I mean, we had everybody from Usher to Otis Redding to...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, Outkast. I mean, the best country music, the best rock music, the best hip hop, the best R&B, the best soul music, all comes from Georgia. So,
did you expect, Teddy, that your song "Lose Control" was going to be playing right next to 21 Savage "Red Rum"? I mean, did you foresee that?
You know, I mean, I've always wanted that. Of course, yeah, we would do everything we can to get it to that point, but not in that way. You know, never. It's just different when it's there. You know, and you're just like, and I think we're still so on the go and just. Keep on, head down, keep working. I'm already on the next one, you know. But it's great to sometimes take a step back, and I'm trying to do better about that. Yeah, take a step back and absorb it. And so, you know, again, I think that's why I like tonight is going to be very special, because we'll fly into Vegas and my dad and my whole family is going to be there, my brothers. And, you know, we're going to have us a little time to really celebrate something, you know, because we just want to.
Was your father and the rest of the family supportive of the music journey?
Oh, God, yeah, man. They're the best, dude. They're the best people. people, my mother, everybody, and my dad is actually the person that told me I was in cosmetology school when I was 19. And
Hold on, expand on that.
Yeah, so
finish your dad's story.
Okay, we'll go back to that.
So, but my dad, you know, we go to Texas every year, and for his, a lot of his high school buddies are out there, live out there where he grew up, and they go for like one big drinking weekend to keep their high school friends together. They've been doing it for like 30 years. Yeah, they've been doing it 30 years in San Antonio, and you know, when I was, baby. And when I was 19, he told me, he was like, son, if you want to do music, man, then, you know, just drop out of college. Promise me you'll never go back to school, man. If you want to sing, baby, you need to sing. And I wish I could help you more. I wish I could do more for you, but promise me you'll never go back to school. And it took me 10 years to kind of like get, you know, to the point where I finally got signed, and you know, and I got
him a
big F-150 Lariat too. When I got signed, first thing I did by the truck, you know, I had to, man. And he's my hero, dog, and he's done everything for me and supported me, and it's the reason that I listen to a lot of the great tunes I listen to too, man. He's
that's wild.
So how did you get into cosmetology school? What was that?
Well, so my mom's is a barber, and you know, so she when I was going to cosmetology school, she was like, I've been actually thinking about getting my teaching license anyway, so. She's like, this is good. You can make your own schedule. You can do this, and you can help me along the side. So my mom also is so sweet. She went to the same hair school with me to get her teaching license, so she could basically hold my hand through it too. And I still dropped out. So, but she got a teaching license, so she's a licensed cosmetology teacher as well.
This
now,
is such an opposite story than like I'm thinking about my Mexican grandma. She's like, you better go to school.
I know my dad was like,
get, is not it. Like,
he's
what?
Like, get a real job. DJing ain't shit.
Yeah. You know, and that's why I'm so fortunate, man. I always say this to people too, like, don't ever underestimate the power that when your parents can give you permission to follow your dreams. It's the reason why I'm truly here, you know, because if it would have been for my dad just giving me that permission to say, son, go for it, drop out of school, go for it,
you might not have done it.
There's no way in hell that I would have ever gotten, you know. And I'm so grateful to have parents that would, because a lot of people had I mean, we did have a fight to get here, of course, you know, and there's a lot of struggle along the way, but to have parents that gave me that permission to chase it is so beautiful.
And support you along the way. Because there's ups and downs, you know?
Think about this. Your parents, they're supporting you, and now you have the number one song in the country.
That's wild.
The number one song in the Hot 100. Tell me how that felt when you got that news.
Dude,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And you know, shout out to Ammo and Mickey and Julian, man. Mickey Echo and Julian Brunetta there. It's all of our first one, you know? So we're so excited, dude. And I'm so pumped to
have it.
It
has to be exciting, too, because there's a lot of a deeper meaning for it too. I mean, the whole project, you know, you talk about you tried everything but therapy, and then this record itself was like a big release from is it a toxic relationship?
Yeah, sure
control,
was
right?
And you know, I'm super grateful that I think it makes my pain necessary, and the things I went through very necessary. And you know, there's I guess like pressure and coals and diamonds or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's done a lot for me, and it makes me feel justified in a lot of ways, and that was so worth it.
Your project kind of is like therapy. Most artistic expression is that, don't you think? The pain comes through, and other people can relate to it and grasp on and feel helped by what you're going through, and therefore
absolutely.
You're helping yourself.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part about performing live or doing meet and greets and stuff like that when we do our shows, is because, you know, you get to hear these stories about people saying like, yo, this kind of got me through my divorce, or this got me through the death of someone, or this, you know, got me out of a bad breakup or a toxic relationship as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, it's great to know that what was so so vital to my heart, that was I was speaking from it. Not only did I get to just trauma dump on a bunch of strangers, and also feel like you know, and I do every night, and it's great. And it's so great to do that every night, because without that outlet of somebody being like, it's okay that you feel this way, we do too.
We
it's
feel
like,
exactly.
Yeah,
like
you know, it's
yes,
it's,
yes.
it's such a justifying thing, and it makes it feel like, you know, I'm seen and heard, and I have an outlet to be able to get my feelings out, or I have people that write with me like that and help me put these things in the words. Because when we originally were writing that song, you know, back in February of last year, I was not in a great space at all. And again, you know, shout out to those guys for helping me get that into words.
Look,
and spending
at
that time.
You're in that dark space, and then you see that tunnel, you see that light.
Yeah.
And part of that is expressing yourself through your art.
This
There's
sure
a light
is.
Now. You're all in light now. Do you care about that girl anymore?
I mean, no, I don't. I'm as far as like romantically, no, but I mean, you know, of course, always
one of
the best.
You guys are good. You guys
always one of the best. Yeah. And, yeah. And, you know, like, shout out to her. She's cool, man. And I think we're both doing really well, you know.
Shout
and
out to her for that number really one. Well off,
I think she probably wishes she would have stuck around at this point.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Too bad. So let's talk about some artists that you want to work with, because now everybody's going to want to work with you.
Yeah, that's neat.
Top three artists. Like, who are your dream artists to work with? You could just call them today.
Well, I would say more than anything, I do want to work with Stevie Wonder, and I want to work with Paul McCartney before. Those are just like, just while they're here and still got, seems like plenty of time left. Mm-hmm, I want to squeeze that rag while I can.
That's,
you know what I mean?
I think it is.
Yeah. They seem like they're in great shape.
Yeah,
you know?
Stevie's going strong.
I definitely want to just even be a fly on the wall in a room like with one of those guys and ask, you know, just get some info and some wisdom out of it and write with them. And of course Adele is like really up there for me. I would absolutely die to sing with Adele. I think that's three.
He's like, wait a minute, I got more.
Y'all gotta slow down with that Adele feature. I gotta find a woman to marry before you put that song out.
I would love to work with Adele. She's just the best.
You know, it's crazy to me how I thought of that. You mentioned her. When I was thinking of questions and what to come up with, I don't know why you remind me of Adele. Not anything like, but that vein and that love that you get from outside of what the people you're supposed to touch. Like, this music that you make is supposed to only be this, yet it's touched outside of that. There's people that love hip-hop. There's people that love, you know, pop. There's people that love jazz. Everybody. It's bringing everybody together. Why do you think that is?
I think there is pieces of all of that in there. You know, I grew up on a lot of that stuff, and I think there's always a way of trying to put all that stuff together, or bridge that gap. But I think it just comes down to good tunes, you know, and not to like say like I write great tunes, but just to say
you
that
do.
I think
you can
I
say
think
it.
I, but I think
I know one record in the world, right?
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. But your project.
Thank you. I think it's good tunes still work, and honesty, and I think people can tell when something's genuine and authentic,
and vulnerability.
Wow, I think really disarms people and really brings people together. And if there's a place that you can stand and just kind of spill your heart out, then it's only a matter of time before everyone else is like, oh, there's a safe place being built right here, and there's a place where we can all come together and share our experiences. And so I think everyone's starting to find a common ground in some way, and I hope that this could be the safe place for them, and if not, I hope they find another place to have a safe space. But I'm really grateful that it's working the way it's working, because it's supposed to be, and it's what it is, a safe space.
Well, it's beautiful. And thank you for sharing that with us. I appreciate you. You seeing anybody?
Yeah, sure am. She's here right now. Yeah, she's here right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her name is Raish. She's a beautiful singer and an artist as well. And she's just an absolute angel, and has came into my life and is really just the sweetest person. Really has like done so much for me. And
how'd you meet her?
Well, I've been listening to her for a long time, for the last couple of years.
Okay.
Yeah, she's an artist as well. Incredible singer and songwriter. She's just an absolute diamond.
I see a duet coming.
Yeah, that's a hope. We've recorded a couple of things together, so we'll see what happens with it when I think we got to get the right thing, you know.
Teddy, we just met, homie to homie. Are you a relationship guy?
Yeah. But I've
me too.
Yeah, I definitely
serial relationship man here.
See,
we're married.
Oh no way! Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I was a serial kind of relationship guy for a very long time, but after the last one, I kind of really like was like, man, let me. I took some time and we took it slow and really got to know each other and got to love on each other, and it's been very, very rewarding and wonderful. And you know, we do a lot together. And
I love the we got to love on each other with the back scratch. Me and y'all got to really,
you know,
love
what I
on
mean?
Each other.
And it was great to take that time. And I thought forever that being with like an artist or somebody does what I do would be like such a stupid idea. I was like,
but
no, I could never.
You.
No, and it was the best. It was the best. It was the best. I was like, what was I thinking? Why would I think this was going to be such a bad idea? Because this is great. It's like 3 a.m. She's not asking where I'm at. She's in a session. And I'm like, hey, baby, what are you doing? She's like, I'm in a session. I'll call you back. I'm like, yeah, I like that. Hell yeah. You better go stand on your business over there. I hear you, baby. Go work, girl.
And
handle your business looking as good as you want to look over there, baby.
Yeah.
Next time Teddy's in, maybe he'll be married with the kids. They'd be traveling on the road. You never know.
It seems like that's an opportunity. That's a possibility, which is also incredible. You know,
I love that. Teddy Swims, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Woo!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.